So on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara talks about koses es achita. If you have raw wheat or any of the five grains, then you make a bori pri hadama. But if it's a maisa kedera, so then it's bori mene mizonos. So the question we need to work on today is how to figure out whether something is a maisa kedera and mizonos or koses, which is hadama. Koses usually refers to eating, which isn't the normal eating. But clearly, this isn't that abnormal. After all, if it was really abnormal, you'd make a shahakal. So what is the difference between koses and maisa kedera? Maisa kedera clearly implies that it's cooked, but is there anything more than being cooked? So the Gemara says, Elohim maisa kedera, chilka, targis, solas, zariz, the arson, the orez. So what are these things? So these are wheat kernels that are cut up into different amounts. Rashi tells you exactly how many. What does cutting up a wheat kernel do when you eat it, when you cook it? The answer is that it makes it more of a mush more quickly. Lemushel, when it comes to oatmeal, I know we've had a big discussion about whether oats are dagan or not lately, but assuming for a moment that they are, or actually regardless, you'll see how this is relevant. What's the difference, I think, between if you buy oatmeal, so you buy the old-fashioned oatmeal or quick oats or instant oats. So what's the difference between old-fashioned, quick, and instant, for example? The answer is that the old-fashioned oats are not cut. They're pressed, that's why they're flat, but they're not cut. The instant oats are much thinner sliced, so they'll cook very quickly. They'll turn into a mush very quickly. The medium ones are cut not as much. So when you cut up a grain like oats, so it'll turn into a mush. It'll more quickly turn into a mush. It won't retain its wholeness, its shape. So the Gemara says that if you cut it up, chilka, targis, solas is already flour, zariz, irson, and orez. Notice how orez, it doesn't mention it's cut up, and we'll return to that point a little bit later. So the halacha is that it's mizonos. So what's clear in the Gemara then is if you cut up dagan and you cook it, that is bori mene mizonos. It also sounds like if you just cook it, it probably isn't mizonos, which is why it says by these things that they're cut up. As opposed to maybe orez, Rabbeinu Yona notes that orez doesn't say it has to be cut up, so it sounds like orez, perhaps Rabbeinu Yona at least thinks orez wouldn't need to be cut up, but the other things do need to be cut up, and it sounds like, therefore, that cooking alone would not make it a mizonos. It would still be adama if it's merely cooked. And many of the Rishonim say this explicitly. We'll start with the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis. Ha'ochal paschai levarach lefaneha ha'motzi, ulacharei arba brachos, aval achal dagan shalok, if you ate cooked grain, kimo shehu, as it is, then mevarach lefanav bori pri adama, ulachar bori nefashos, achal kemach mevarach shahakol, we talked about earlier why kemach is shahakol. So the Rambam's clear that if you simply cook grain, it would be hadama bar nefashos. The Rambam in Halacha Dalet tells you what's the din by a maisa kedera. Kemach shahachem mechamesh aminim shebishlo bekedera bein levado bein shirvu im dvar macherim kegon levivos kiyosi bahen v'chein hadagan. So this is what's relevant to us. V'chein hadagan shechalko. So chalko we talked about, that's explicit in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about cutting up the grain. O kacho, so that we have to talk about. Uvishlo, the kedera, and he gives examples, kigon harifos, v'gerash ha-karmel, kiyotzi bahen, v'chol zehu anikra maisa kedera. That's called maisa kedera, v'chein kol tav shel shiir bo mechamesh yasmin, and that's what we talked about last time. So the Rambam tells you that if it's whole, it's hadama. If whole and cooked, it's hadama. Whole and broken up, it's mizonos. That's all explicit in the Gemara. But he adds something else that isn't in a Gemara, and that's kacho. We talked about ksisha last year, actually, right? Ksisha is what the wealthier people do. poor people make bread without doing sisha, and that's why it's not in the Sidur de Pas. Bepashtus, sisha means to peel, to take off the bran, I suppose. So it sounds like, and this is the way the Magen Avraham reads the Rambam, sounds like this is whole kernels. Maybe you wouldn't call it whole grain because the bran's been removed, but it's a whole kernel cooked. And even though it's whole and cooked, nevertheless, it becomes a mizonos. Correct? The Kesef Mishnah, probably the Kesef Mishnah as well. The Kesef Mishnah actually addresses the question, you know, mehecha teisi, that this is true, right? In other words, like Gabe just said, it's husar kli paso, according to the Kesef Mishnah. So, and the Magen Avraham, by the way, is reish ches beis, that if you're meser kli paso, it's mizonos. And the Magen Avraham says that's also rifos. According to the Magen Avraham, at least, there are those that disagree with this in the Rambam, but he says that rifos mean whole kernels, the garinim shlemim, but they're just kluthim. So this is peeled. So the question is, mechatesi, where did the Rambam get it from? The Gemara didn't say this. So Rav Moshe in Orach Chaim Chelek Dalet Zimin Mem Dalet has a tremendous chiddush here. And he says, you know, the Rambam made it up. And why did he make it up? Because in his day and age, this was mazon. One of the things we're going to talk about a little later is mazon is an interesting bracha. It's not a typical bracha. Typically, brachos, let's say pri adam, is going on a specific thing. Mazon might, and that's part of the discussion in the Gemara, perhaps, about whether you make a mizonos on orez, even though it's not a grain, and then a further discussion in the Rishonim, even if you do make a mizonos on orez, do you make a brach mizonos on dochen? And if you do make a mizonos on orez and dochen, what about if you had other types of filler foods, you know, in that society that filled you up? Could that be mizonos? Rabbeinu Yonah thinks yes. Rabbeinu Yonah thinks mazon is a very broad bracha. So mazon is a bracha that might not be going so much on a it's going on a type of food, maybe a type of food that fills you up. And Rav Moshe says that according to Rambam, at least, to some degree, it's going to depend on the time and place. So it's true that the Gemara didn't say that katsho is mizonos. And maybe in the times of the Gemara, if you peeled the grain and you cooked it, you would have made hadama, because that's not that wasn't meal food. But in Rambam's day, you know, Rambam got up every morning, he had breakfast, and what did he eat? He had peeled, cooked grain. I'm making that up, but the point is that's what was common in his day. So
yeah, an oatmeal.
Right. So that's what Rav Moshe says. In other words, there's no makor in the Gemara for it. It must be that the Rambam holds that these types of things might change from time and place. True. And
so this all these granola and oats would be mizonos.
We're gonna get to granola. Don't worry, but let's go in order. So that's what the Rambam. That's what the Rambam knew this, because it was mazon in his day. That's what distinguishes. You know what distinguishes koseis esachita versus maisa kedera. The answer is it mazon or not, which might change.
Is Rami saying? Can I just ask a question?
I'm just saying with Moshe. But now,
can I ask a question, please?
Yes.
Is Ramosha saying that the that kosis sechita is shaloka derech achila? That's the whole point.
Well,
I don't know what he means.
Rashi says in the previous daf that kosis is anything.
Rashi defines. You're right.
The word kosis. That doesn't mean that's the part of the hagdar of kosis sechita.
So certainly.
Yes, it is. That's what Rashi defines kosis.
At the very least, what I think he's saying is that. When we're dealing with cooked grain, then what's going to make it mizonos will change. In other words, it's an interesting question. How far would you take that? Would you say, for example, that if it becomes normal to eat, you know, raw wheat kernels, would that also be mizonos? I don't know. I don't know if Rav Moshe would say the Rambam would go that far. But the point is that when we're dealing with, at the very least, when we're dealing with cooked wheat kernels, when you define it as mizonos and when you define it as hadama, where you draw the line exactly, that is something that that might change from place to place. You're bringing up a good question, which is how far would you take that?
Is Rabbi saying, Rabbi was saying that that's because of the definition of mazon? I'm just not sure what that, and the chora, all foods other than water and salt are zon.
No.
What does Rabbi mean by mazon?
Remember, let's go back to the Gemara that we had towards the beginning of the parak. There are all foods might, that they're not, they're not soyed. They're not filler foods. Mizonos was made for foods like Maisa Kedera. Maisa Kedera is the same thing as bread. It's just instead of baking it, you cook it, right? Or it's the same thing as crackers. In other words, that is the food that people eat to fill you up.
It's just Rav Moshe is just saying what Rashi's saying. She holds that kosis is any achila shalok darga that I posted. So that's exactly where he's coming from.
Okay. Maybe.
I think that's a derek is going to be.
I think Donnie is pointing out you might not have to go that far to justify this conclusion. Now, so this is this is a question that we already discussed a little bit in Korah. Do the halachic categories of the Gemara, you know, when the Gemara says you say bracha X on this, will you always say bracha X on this? Or if the presumptions that lead to the Gemara's conclusion change over time, will that change? That's going to come up many times. We talked about it in Korah, comes up over here. We'll talk about it more when we do Pasuk Baba Kisnin. But obviously, that's going to be one factor over here. Now, this reading in the Rambam is a bit of a chiddush, because even if you were to say that these things do change from time and place, the Rambam usually paskins based off of what's written in the Gemara Behedra. And if he's coming to add something, so he'll add it, you know, li nirali or bizman hazer or something like that. Or l'chol apachos, what he would do is present the klal and give this as an example, right? Like any time you have cooked grains in the manner in which they're eaten, it's mizonos. And then given this as an example, he doesn't do that. He doesn't present the klal. He just paskins it. Which Mepashtus sounds a little bit more like he thinks that this is Dina de Gemara. But then we have to go back to our question and say, well, if it is Dina de Gemara, where did the Rambam see it in the Gemara? So before we answer that question, let's look at some of the other Rishonim. What do they say about this question of when is something considered Maisa Kedera, when is it considered Kosei? So Tosos Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, a little later maybe we'll talk about the other part of his discussion over here, the question of Bracha Achrona, the Al Hadama and Rabbeinu Tam and all that interesting stuff. But just skipping to the end of Tosfos for our purposes now, Tosfos writes like this, Tosfos, because of this suffix of Bracha Achrona, so he's saying that when you have something which is Hadama, meaning to say from the Mine Dagan, but Bracha Rishona would be Hadama, and there's a suffix about the Bracha Achrona, would it be Mein Shalosh, would it be Bir Nefasha, so therefore better to be Machmir to avoid it. So he says again, V'nachon L'achmir, Shein L'achol Klaios, Ochitin Shlukos. So that's like we know, that cooking them alone doesn't give them a status of Onos. El B'stoch HaSuda, only in the meal. Sha'az b'mazon potartan imlo nismachu yafe dehavu kumo daisa. So Tosfos also has an additional criteria that's not explicitly in the Gemara, and that is nisma'achu yafa. If they're nisma'achu yafa, so you've cooked them so much that they start to fall apart. And that happens when you cook things for a long time, like we were discussing at the beginning with oatmeal or with, let's say, barley. You see this when we cook grains. So after a while, there'll be nisma'achu yafa. And then you'd make a mizonos. Presumably he means, even though you haven't cut them up, but they're nisma'achu. So that's what Tosfos rules. So even, again, l'chor according to Tosfos, you don't need to dafka cut up the grain into pieces to make a mizonos. It's sufficient that they're nisma'achu. And Tosfos explains why. What's the reason? Because then it's like daisa. In other words, even though the Gemara gave the examples of cutting it up, the Yesod HaDvarim, what the Gemara is really saying, is that if it's daisa, it's mizonos. Cutting it up makes it like daisa, like we talked about at the beginning. When you cut up the oats, for example, it makes it turn more into a mush. The more things are cut up, the more of a mush, of a blob, that it becomes. And, you know, one way to do that is by cutting it up. But also, if you cook it long enough, and probably depends on which grain we're talking about, but if you cook it long enough, then it'll also turn into daisa. You cook anything long enough, and it'll look like daisa, but certainly when it comes to grains. And the point I think that Tosfos is saying is, look, the Maisa Kedera that we're talking about, they were misaking the Bracha of Mizonos on a Maisa Kedera. It's actually interesting. I think the Bracha of Mizonos is not mentioned in Mishnayos. But the Bracha Mizonos, and maybe it's a later Takana, but we can talk about that another time. The Bracha Mizonos was Niskan on a Maisa Kedera. And that, the idea is, it's again, it's when you have grain that's a mush, that's a food, that's a filler food, that's a meal food. And that happens when it's Nismachu. I thought that probably the Rambam is saying a very similar type of thing. And that's why the Rambam also, when he says this lashon of peeling it, he says right afterwards that that's considered v'zehu hanikra ma'isa kedera. In other words, the Gemara says, how'd the Rambam know it? Right? That was our question. How'd the Rambam know that if you simply peel it and cook it, it's mizonos? The answer is because that's a ma'isa kedera. In other words, the Gemara tells you what is a mizonos. If it's a ma'isa kedera, how do you make a ma'isa kedera? I mean, if you look in a cookbook if you want. The answer is you cut up grains and you cook them, or you peel grains and you cook them, or Tosfos's example is you cook grains for a long time till they turn into a mush. I'm not saying there's zero machlokas between Tosfos and Rambam. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Oh, very basically saying the same idea, which is if it's a ma'isa kedera, then it is mizonos. And the Gemara's examples are exactly that. They're examples, right? Like Tigris and Chilka and all those things are just examples of a ma'isa kedera. So again, maybe there's a machlokas. You know, what exactly constitutes a ma'isa kedera. It could be, for example, that ksisha alone wouldn't be enough for Tosfos. I don't know. He needs a little further, he needs to wait till nisma'achu, meaning to say, just to explain, when you peel the grain, it'll turn, if you don't peel the grain, if you just cook whole grains, unpeeled, with their husk on, with their bran on, then they will stay intact. They won't stick, they won't turn into a mush, they won't turn into an entity. It'll be much more like cooked vegetables, like peas, right? I mean, if you cook peas long enough, they'll also turn into a mush eventually. But more or less, they'll retain their identity. Cooked whole grains that are unpeeled will also retain their identity. They'll just be look like peas. When you cut them, then they'll turn into a mush. When you peel them, they'll also start sticking together, even if they're whole. Maybe there is machlokas, there isn't a machlokas precisely. It sometimes might be a little tricky to figure out where you draw the line, but they're both basically telling you the same yesod, which is that somewhere along the lines, we have to figure out where on the continuum between whole cooked grains, which are still like a hadama, just and a maisa, kedera, tavshil, and the like, we're going to draw the line and say, okay, you know, it's crossed the border from hadama to mizonos. And that could be, different factors could contribute to that. And one of those factors will be peeling it, because when you take out the bran, take off the bran, and what remains is the endosperm, so that's much more sticky. The bran keeps it whole and intact, and likewise cutting it and even cooking it for a longer, that also makes a difference. That's sort of the idea. Another way you could say it, I think I saw this svara in the Megillah Sefer, Simon Vav, which is, I think he said a slightly different svara, though maybe along similar lines, which is that you make a mizonos if it's nishtane. So when you make it into flour and bake it in something, certainly it's nishtane. And Tosfos says that if you were, if cutting it is a shinoi, so too nismaich is a shinoi. And you could say similar svar in the Rambam, that peeling it is a shinoi. In other words, the way that the Megillah Sefer is saying it is that a maisa kedera is processed grain, and bishul alone is an insufficient shinoi, so therefore it's still hadama, but processed grain is mizonos, that's maisa kedera, and the examples of the Gemara are cutting it up, that's certainly going to be processing, and Tosfos, and that's certainly going to be a shinoi, and Tosfos and Rambam all both of other examples of the shinoi. Similar to what I was saying that the pshat is that it needs to be a maisa kedera, a mush, a blob, or close to a blob. That's what it is. He's saying a slightly different kenach, that it's processed grains, but a similar type of idea. Now, the Rav Moshe, going back to his pshat, he learns the Rambam differently, but he also learns Tosis differently. He understands that, unlike the way I was saying it, and I think the way the Megillah Sefer said it, where the Rambam and Tosfos are similar types of Mahalchim, he understood that the Rambam and Tosfos are fundamentally disagreeing. According to the Rambam, you don't need to break up the grain, and it's Tali and Minagam Makom. And according to Tosfos, the only condition that's relevant is Nismaich. Lo Nismaich, it's not a Maisa Kedera, even if the Chitim are broken. And the Gemara talks about cutting up the chitin, like chilka. That's because when you cut it up, it's the derech sheyismaich. And dibru chachamim behovah. In other words, it's not the way Rav Moshe, again, he's asking, how did Tosfos know nismaich? The answer is, the Gemara told you nismaich. How did the Gemara tell you nismaich? The Gemara told you examples of things that will cause nismaich, namely cutting it up. The more you cut it up, the more it'll be nismaich, like we said at the beginning. Right, old-fashioned oats will retain their identity much longer than quick oats, which will last longer than instant oats. Just a question of cutting it up. So basically, the way Rav Moshe learns Tosfos is that there's only one criteria, which is nismaich, and the examples in the Gemara of cutting it up are examples of nismaich, or things that will lead to nismaich. Whereas according to the Rambam, totally different mahalich. According to the Rambam, even if the grain would be whole, meaning intact, it would still be mizonos as long as it is either peeled or cut. In other words, and that's true in a place that it's called a mazon. Okay, so those are, so far we talked about Tosfos and Rambam. Yes, Aaron.
According to Tosfos, there's this halacha Moshe Mitzvah that when it's crushed, it's going to be meaning. The Rambam makes sense. It's
not halachalim.
I'm being facetious with that, but what does that mean?
I'm telling you what it is. The pshat is, then it's like, what the Gemara told you what you make a mizonos on, a maisa kedera, on porridge, right? On daisa. So the Gemara, so what is Daisa? If I ask you what porridge is, the answer is it's obvious. If I look at it, I could tell you if it's porridge. Well, what do you mean if you look at it? What does it have? What qualities does it have that make it Daisa? The answer is Daisa is grain that has been cooked and turned into a mush. Well, how do you accomplish that? Well, one way to do it is cutting it up into pieces, cooking it, then it'll be nismaich. But even if you didn't cut it up into pieces, you know, if you cooked it long enough and it was nismaich, even without cutting it up also. Okay. Let's turn to some of the other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah learns from the fact that the Gemara says, Daisa ke'en chavetz kedera, that we only make mezonos on Daisa if there's ksisha, nichtashu hachitim menidbakul, right? So if the grains have been peeled and they stick to each other. This is the first explicit reference to nidbiku that we've seen. And his diuk is just like chavetz kedera, right? Chavetz kedera is nidbak. So too, all dice is only mizonos if it's nidbak. Now, Rav Moshe asked that it's a very funny diuk. Why? Because the pashtus is that when the Gemara says dumi l'chavetz kedera, it means dumi l'chavetz kedera that has dvash in it. Not like dumi to l'chavetz kedera that's mixed. So Rav Moshe answers, well, he must have had a different girsa. But I'll call upon him, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, l'chavetz, he's disagreeing with the Rambam. According to Rambam, nechtash is enough alone. And Rabbeinu Yonah says you need nechtash and nidbak. Though later on in Rabbeinu Yonah, maybe it doesn't sound that way. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah reads Rabbeinu Yonah. So we'll assume like that for now. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, pashtus, at least it sounds like, is that you require dibuk. Now, he might agree to Tosfos that by nismaich, because when there's nismaich, either nismaich is better, or nismaich is like dibuk. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Dalet and Sifkat and Tezvav writes that even though Rabbeinu Yonah says yichteshu hagarinim yidbeku, even if it's nismaich yafa, like Tosfos says, that's going to be enough. You don't need dibuk. Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about ksisha, where the only thing that happened was that the shell was removed. So then mimela, then you need dibuk. But if it's nismayich, you won't need dibuk. So if we sort of, and again, I know now we're not doing Mishnah Berurah now, and Bezras Hashem, we'll get back to some of the details later. And we'll see, actually, that seeing more sugyas is going to help us a lot for this. But sort of what the Mishnah Berurah seems to say is the conclusions that emerge are the following. Everybody's going to agree that if it's shalem and cooked, it's still hadama. According to Mishnah Berurah also, everybody agrees that if it's shalem, but it's nismaech yafe bebishulan, it's mizonos, even though lo kilfan, like Tosfos says. In other words, if things are so cooked that they lost their form and they resemble mashed kernels, they're mizonos. There's a debate in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud Ches, if they partially retain their form. But certainly if they're totally mushed, then they do. Now, so that's what Mishnah Berurah says. So Rav Moshe says, why did he say this? That's Tosis's opinion. Tosis goes by Nismachu. But according to the Rambam, it's Dafka Chilkan Okatchan, right? So I think that's Rav Moshe Lishitaso, because Rav Moshe is looking at these in very concrete rules, right? The Rambam says Chilkan Okatchan, so Dafka Chilkan Okatchan, so Nismachu, no. So what did the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah Berurah is learning more like I was saying, which is that if it turns into a mush, If it turns into something that resembles Daisa, so then it's going to be Mizonos. So if it's true that that everybody would agree for Nismachu Yafa, right? If the Rambam says that just Ksisha is enough, so the Rambam, relatively speaking, you know, like I said, on the continuum between the whole kernels and a total mush, the Rambam is the left winger, right? He says, even if you just did Ksisha, but they didn't start falling apart, it's Mizonos. So Kol Shekain, if they start falling apart, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah say, seeing it. In other words, as opposed to Rav Moshe, who sees like discrete steps, Tanayim, the Mishnah Berurah is learning, again, more like I was saying, that it's a continuum. And therefore, it's a Kal V'chomer. It's a Kal V'chomer. If the Rambam says peeling it is enough to be Mizono, so Kol Shekain, if they are Nismacho Yafeh, it's going to be a Mizonos. What about Chilkan? Even if it was not Nismachu and not Nidbiku, that's also Mizonos, that's what the Gemara says. So what does that mean? So that means, That's pretty straightforward also. In other words, when they're cut up, so we know the Gemara says it's Mizonos. Now, what about, so Ksisha, I think the English word for Ksisha is milled. So if they're milled, they're Mizonos, if as a result of the cooking, they stick together. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. If you want to see it, it's in Sifkat Dalet and Sifkat Tes Vav. What about if they're milled and you cooked them, but they don't stick together? So that we know is a machlokas. There the Rambam says Mizonos, Rabbeinu Yonah says Hadama. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a shayla, so avoid eating them except in a meal. Now, what about if as part of the process of the milling, some of the kernel itself, meaning the endosperm, is removed along with the bran, but they still don't adhere to each other? So there the Mishnah Berurah says, ein limchot for people that say Mizonos. He sounds a little bit unsure, but if you say Mizonos, it's not a big deal. And Rav Moshe says, for sure, it's Mizonos. So this is a very common question, right? You ever have, let's say, mushroom barley soup, right? Or any soups with barley. When you put barley in chalent, so then it's nidbiku, right? Chalent cooks for so long, and there's not so much water, so the barley clumps together, that's nidbiku, that's for sure Mizonos. But when you make mushroom barley soup, for example, so most of the way most people make it, the barleys are whole and they're floating around on their own. They're not clinging to each other. So pashtus, that's the machlokas Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah. But what the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Moshe are saying with more definitiveness is no, that in the process of milling the barley, they do take off some of the endosperm, some of the kernel itself. In other words, it's not just a removal of the bran. And that being the case, so Rav Moshe says it's Mizonos, and that's what the Velt does, right? The Velt makes a Mizonos on barley soup. And again, you know, when you read our sugya and you read the Rishonim, it's a little surprising, right? It's a little surprising, but that's what we do. We follow Rav Moshe on that question. Now, Ad Kan, we have been assuming that everybody agrees that Bishul alone doesn't make it a Mizonos, right? So I want to thank Adam for recommending Ike's super duper fabulous article. I shouldn't call him Ike because this can be on the internet. Harav, Hagon, Rav Ike Shlita. And it's a very good article. But I have a couple of ha'aros, more than a couple, but I'll mention a couple. So the first ha'ara is on footnote 16. Footnote 16, he writes that the Rashba, he writes there Brachos 37a, but it should be 36a. And the Ritva in Hilchos Brachos imply that cooking alone is enough. Now, that is radical, right? Radical, right? Everything we've seen until now, every single Shita, Rambam, Rabbeinu Yonah, Tosfos all assumed that cooking alone isn't enough to be mizonos, right? And in fact, when you see the presentation of the sugya and the Beis Yosef, Mishnah Berurah, whatever it is, nobody mentions that the Rashba and the Ritva have a different shita. So we better look at the Rashba and the Ritva and see, do they actually say what Ike says they say? So the answer is yes and no. So let's look at the Rashba. We'll read it together. It's Lamed Vav Med Aleph, Dibur, and I'll really start. The relevant part is here from the middle. Avadi Aminan Lakaman, Koshu Mindagan, the Loa Fa'o, Pas, the Loa Fa'o, Pas Bracha Achas Main Shalo, Shachi Kamar, Debishlinhu, the Avdinu Kain Daisa. Right? So when do we say it's Mizonos? When you made it like Daisa. Avakosis Sachita, Oesa Kamach, Shin, Ravachala, Bishila, Lubarpia Dama, Sabin and Fashos. Right, this is in the context of his discussion that Tosas has also. Do you make a main shalosh on koseis, or do you make a bari nefashos on koseis? And he says, it sounds like from the Gemara, that it's going to be, if it's koseis, it's bari nefashos, and if it's mizonos, it's malamechia. So Ike's diuk is that, you know, when he mentions, and again, this isn't the sugya, this isn't lamadayin, this isn't the sugya of, that we're talking about, but it's a diuk from the sugya that he just says all he mentions is bishluhu davdinu kein daisa. So it sounds like that's all you need, bashlinu. That's Dyke's diuk. It doesn't say anything else, but I don't think that's a good diuk. I think fakert. He says bashlinu vavdinu kein daisa vus haste vavdinu kein daisa. It means it turns into a mush. Either it's nismaich or a chilko, or at least kachu, right? If he had left out the phrase vavdinu kein daisa, so I hear the diuk, maybe. Even that's not 100% of the diuk, because that's not really his topic, but fine. I hear the diuk a little bit. If he said, hachi kamar, debashlinhu, avalkosis is achita. But that's not what he says. He said, debashlinhu, vi avdinu kein daisa. Vavdinu kein daisa means you did something beyond bishul, right? What is that? What did you do beyond bishul? Something else. Whatever it is. I don't know if he's more like Rabbeinu Yonah, is he more like the Rambam, is he more like Tosfos, I can't tell. But you need something beyond Bishul to make it a Maisik Deira. Okay, so I don't think there's a Rai from the Rashba. What about the Ritva? Is there a Rai from him? So let's take a look. What does he say? Hakosis is Achita, Mevarech Alav Bar Pi Adama. Fine. But kamach, fine. Liolam kol shetchilaso berchas lefanav bari pi adama v'chol shekain shehakol tzabrai nefashos. Kol tav shil sheyesh po shum tarov es kamach shel chamesh esaminim afilu mutav shar ikar. Fine. Okay, that's actually the one that we talked about last time. So where does he say it? Kemach Kleos, O Kemach Acher. Lo Mibnei Shein Uroi Lach. Danuk Moshe. I don't even remember the diuk that I think his diuk was simply that he doesn't mention that it needs anything but cooking. But here, I'll read you his lashon. I didn't hear the diuk, so I emailed him, and he very clearly clarified. So I'll read you what he wrote. I was medayik that they don't say anywhere it needs to be cooked. They don't say anywhere that it needs to stick or to be cooked well. Yeah, I really don't see the diuk in the Ritva. Fine. So the diuk is, it just didn't say anything. I don't think there's a basis for this diuk. And again, the pshat is, I think, that they're saying like everything else, which is that it needs to be a tavshil. Okay. Good. Fine. So now let's talk about granola. So actually, before we get to granola, let's talk about puffed wheat. Puffed wheat in America, they have it like kashi or honey smacks if you're not so healthy. In Israel, they have it. It's called shalva. It's like a cereal. So what bracha do you make on puffed wheat? So Rabbi Willig thinks that you make a mizonos. Why? That's based off of Rabbeinu Yonah. What's the diuk in Rabbeinu Yonah? So the diuk is that Rabbeinu Yonah is mechalek between rice and other grains. And it's other grains, if they're whole and cooked, they're hadama. But rice, if it's whole and cooked, it's mizonos. So asks Rabbi Willig, but what difference is it? Now, what difference does it make? Why should rice be different? Oh, it must be that rice, that's the normal way of eating it. So first of all, unfortunately, I couldn't find this. I have only the old Amordechai and not the new one. And I think it's there. He told me it's there, but I couldn't look it up because I don't have the sefer. So I might be misrepresenting it. But this is what the Rishimos, which might not be accurate to Rabbi Willig Shear, say. Are these definitions given in Halacha immutable? Rabbeinu Yonah on Gemara Brachos 37a by rice products says no, because even when it's whole, it requires a mizonos. Why? Because it's usually eaten in full form, right? So he's saying just like rice is eaten in full form, so that's enough to make a mizonos. So nowadays, where a shalva is such a popular cereal for breakfast, so memela, even though it's whole, right? It's whole, but still, it's normal to eat this in the whole form, right? So if it's normal to eat it in the whole form, it's mizonos. Ad kan, Rabbi Willig, as I recall, but we need to look it up inside, clarify the matter to see if it's right. And he was not, I spoke to him about this topic yesterday, he wasn't chozer on this psak. So I have three questions on this analysis. And I hope to ask Rabbi Willig. I didn't ask him yet. So now these are my questions, and hopefully we'll get answers. But three reasons why I don't understand this. Number one, Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say why rice is different. It may be because of derech achila, like Rabbi Willig suggested, or it might be because of a more metzias difference, like rice is much more sticky. Whole peeled rice will much more naturally stick together than whole peeled wheat. And we know that Rabbeinu Yonah is the one who thinks misdabek is very, very critical, right? He's the one who said misdabek. So the answer is that when you cook whole peeled rice, it'll turn into a maizeh kedera, it'll turn into dice, it'll turn into a mush, it'll turn into a blob. So therefore, even if it's whole, it's mizonos. But when it comes to wheat kernels, that's not true. So for them, you need them to be processed further. That's question number one. Now, even if Rabbi Willig's interpretation of Rabbeinu Yonah is right, that it's because of the way it's eaten, it's not because of any objective criteria, right? So fine, Naniach, he's right. My first thought is I don't know that he's right, but let's say he's right. That still wouldn't tell you that the definitions are mutable. Maybe they are immutable. Maybe it's exactly the way it was in the Gemara. That's the way it still is. Because Rabbeinu Yonah, how does he know that rice is different? He doesn't draw his conclusion from the way people eat. He doesn't draw his conclusion from logic. It's a diuk in the Gemara, right? What's a diuk in the Gemara? The Gemara, when it's talking about grain kernels, wheat kernels, it talks about them cut up. And it just says Orez. It says Chulka, Tigris, da-da-da-da, Orez. So the Mashmaos is Orez is even if it's whole, right? So we can't be medayik anything about the mutability of halacha from Rabbeinu Yona. We can't derive from here that we look at contemporary eating practices. Because Rabbeinu Yona wasn't drawing his conclusion from contemporary eating practices. Rabbeinu Yona is drawing his conclusion from a diyuk in the Gemara. That's question two. Question three is, even if you accept Rabbi Willig's reading of Rabbeinu Yona, and you even think it proves that it's mutable, but we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Yona by Rice. We probably paskin like the Rush. The Rush paskins by Rice that if they're whole kernels, it's still Hadama. And certainly when it's whole wheat kernels, it should be Hadama. So why would you paskin this way, Lemaisa? So I don't understand. Tzachian. Now, but if you accept Rabbi Willig's Mahalich, that puffed wheat cereal is mezonos because nowadays that's a normal food to eat. So now maybe you should say the same thing by granola bars. Granola bars should also be follow an evolving definition. Now, what are granola bars? What are granola? So more or less for our purposes, it's a bunch of junk mixed in with some rolled oats. There are all sorts of variations of it, but rolled oats are a significant ingredient, not usually the rove, a significant ingredient. There are lots of other ingredients, right? When you look at a granola bar, you'll see those rolled oats, right? Whether you look at a Quaker one or a Nature Valley one, you'll see the rolled oats. You'll see a bunch of other stuff. So presumably, if rolled oats are mezonos, then granola bars will be mezonos because of kol she'eshbo, like we talked about last time. If they're hadama, so then granola bars will probably be hadama or shahakol, depending on what the other stuff is made out of. So what are rolled oats? So traditionally, rolled oats are made from oats that are dehusked, meaning to say ksisha, I think. Then they're steamed. Then they're pressed flat by heavy rollers, and they're finally baked. So now, let's go back. If you follow Rabbi Willig Shita by puffed rice, so what would you say on granola? So maybe you'd say, granola would also be mezonos, right? Granola bars are very common. Just walk into the base medrash in the olden days when people were able to eat in the morning. You walk through the YU base medrash, you'd see lots of people eating all sorts of variations of granola bars. And other typed granola type things, right? So it's very normal. So if we follow Rabbi Willig's Mahalach based off of Rabbeinu Yona, then I would think it's mezonos.
We can eat again, anyway. Rabbi Penner said we can eat again.
Oh, Baruch Hashem.
There's just a guy in the basement that has coffee the entire Seder, so he never has to wear a mask.
Okay, good. So if you, so again, what do we do? So what do we do for granola bars? So if you think that all you need is for it to be common nowadays, so then it should be mezonos, certainly very common nowadays. So why is Rabbi Willig hesitant after all? Rabbi Willig is hesitant. He doesn't know what bracha to make on hadama, on mezonos, on granola bars. Sarchi and lamaisa, he thinks. So, but why was he hesitant? Why should it be different than shalva? Right? Shalva, he says, is mezonos because that's normal nowadays. Granola bars are also normal nowadays. So the answer is a chiluk that Rav Sternbach makes and other poskim as well. Rabbi Willig told me this is also the opinion of Rav Stern, not Sternbach, Stern. So they say, no, very intuitive chiluk, which is, maybe it has to be normal as a meal food, not normal as a snack. Now, why would you say that? So I assume the answer is very simple, because in Talmudic times, it's clear that they used to be kosis asachita as a common snack, right? All throughout different areas of halacha, we're always talking about kosis asachita as a snack. It comes up in Meiser, and it comes up in Beitza, and Meilul, and Melilos, and all. They were kosis asachita as a normal snack. Right, it's called koses, like Aaron pointed out before, because this isn't the normal way to consume wheat, right? Because usually the way wheat is concerned is as bread or cake or cookies or porridge. But But it is a pretty normal snack, and that's why kosis is achita is hadama. It's not shahakol. Nobody ever ate whole wheat kernels, raw wheat kernels, right? If nobody was ever kosis is achita, it would be shahakol. It'd be like eating a raw potato, right? So akrachaya. So clearly, it was a normal snack. So the fact that, and so nowadays, granola bars are also a normal snack. So if they're a normal snack, so then they are, so maybe it's still hadama. In other words, there's no transformation. There's no raya that anything changed from Talmudic times, even if you accept the notion that there's an evolving definition of mizonos, right? Anything that's normal is no longer kosher achita, it's mizonos, even if you accept that. But normal doesn't have to mean normal as in normal to eat. It means normal to eat as a meal. Because in Talmudic times, it's also normal to eat kosher achita as a snack. So therefore, even if you accept the possibility that, let's say, Rav Moshe likes in the Rambam, or Rav Yashiv thinks we paskin like maybe somewhat, or Rabbi Willig thinks in Rabbeinu Yonah, even if you accept that that's true, it doesn't mean that granola bars should be mizonos. Maybe they would still be hadama. So that is the shaila. So on the other hand, so why does Rabbi Willig think the puffed wheat is different, the shalva is different? Because that's a breakfast. Breakfast is a meal. Now don't get confused, because Rabbi Willig in the sugya of Pasa Baba Kisnin, where he's mechalik, you know, the Maamar Mordechai type mechalik between meal food and snack food, there he doesn't think breakfast is a meal. It's a snack, because it's less. We'll get to that and why that's different a little later. But the point is that for these purposes, it is granola bars are snack food, and therefore it's still a suffix. So okay, so halacha l'maisa, what do the poskim say about granola bars? So again, many poskim conclude that granola, again, which is steamed and then rolled, that's at least a common way it's done in America, should still be hadama, because it doesn't meet the criteria of the Rishonim. This is the view of Rishon Zalman Arbach, who says also, is quoted in Vizosa Bracha, saying that these determinations don't change over time. There's also Rav Shechter's view. So Rav Shechter would think that it's a hadama. Rav Moshe probably also paskins that way as well, even though we saw that he's a little more flexible when it comes to the cooked barley. But fundamentally, it still has to meet the criteria of Rishonim. Rav Yashiv is quoted by Vizosa Bracha as disagreeing. He thinks that the definition of cooking can change over time. Now, he still requires that the grain be sticky to make a mizonos. So it's not actually so obvious then that you would make a mizonos on granola bars, because what makes them sticky is actually the sugar that's there, or the honey, or whatever it is. But still, he thinks that since steaming is now cooking, and they're sticky because they stick together, right? Lamaisa, the granola bar holds together, it doesn't fall apart. So therefore, Valyashev thinks it's a mizonos. Now, again, it could have been mechalek between, let's say, sticking together without sugar, like maybe is relevant in a rice cake or a wheat cake, versus this, but Rav Yashiv says both of them are mizonos. And then I said Rav Sternbach has sort of a pshara. It depends on whether it's a meal food or not. And that's also the view of Rabbi Willig. Rabbi Willig thinks if it's a meal food, it's mizonos, like Rav Yashiv. If it's a snack food, like granola bars, it's a suffix. Now, when it comes to, let's say, if you're uncertain about granola, so what would you say about rice cakes? Rice cakes, you could argue, are more likely to be mizonos for three reasons. Number one is Rabbeinu Yonah says rice is mizonos even when it's complete. It's still not 100% muchach over here, because you might think that steamed isn't considered cooking, and even Rabbeinu Yonah thinks that it has to be cooked. But Rabbeinu Yonah might agree by rice cake. Number two is here they stick together a little more naturally than the granola bar. Number three is, maybe this is true, I'm not sure. Rice cakes are more eaten, are eaten as snacks, but they're also, I think nowadays, commonly eaten as a meal or with a meal, especially by women, very common for lunch, for breakfast. They'll have rice cakes with a salad or avocado or whatever it is, cheese on them. I think a little more than a granola bar, it's more likely to be a meal food. So I would think that if shalva is mizonos, then rice cakes are also mizonos. Fine. But if you hold that, like, if you hold like Rosh Hashanah Zalman, then maybe not. Now, there's also the issue. Now, one relevant factor here, which is a question that we're going to get back to later. I don't want to talk about it just yet because we didn't do enough of the sugya yet. But one relevant factor is the view that the Chayadim says, others as well, that either one might work b'diavad over here. So in a certain sense, even though normally safek brachos, you might make a shahakol, here it might work b'diavad, even if it's hadama, mizonos might work b'diavad. And then, you know, the bigger problem here is with bracha achrona. If the bracha rishon is mizonos, and the bracha achrona is certainly al hamechia, if the bracha rishon is hadama, so then most rishonim would say that the bracha achrona is bari nefashos, though Tosfos says it's, and Yerushalmi maybe implies it's better to be machmir and avoid. Yerushalmi will avoid it. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. But the Shulchan Aruch brings that down as a chumra. But even if you think that, okay, but Mikra Adin really, if the bracha rishon is hadama, then the bracha achrona is bori nefashos. The reason why the stakes are a little higher for bracha achrona is as follows. Even though many poskim say that b'diavad, the wrong bracha rishona would work, probably the wrong bracha achrona wouldn't work. Now, there are some shitos, but this is certainly not the mainstream view, that a bori nefashos is sort of a bracha koleles, just like Shahakal is for bracha rishona, but certainly the vast majority of rishonim don't accept that. So you're a little more stuck. The only thing to keep in mind, and this is something that they write on the OU website on granola bars, is that a lot of times you could play it safe. Certainly, in the following sense, even if you thought that the rolled oats are mizonos, if you just have one granola bar, and obviously you have to check on the size, it depends, you know, different brands have different amounts. You could look at the OU website, they tell you some of the common ones. But if you just have one granola bar, even if that is a kezias, there's not a kezias of rolled oats. And assuming that, so even if the bracha rishona would be mizonos, the bracha achrona would be bori nefashos, assuming that there's no tziraf. Now we're going to spend a lot of time learning the sugya of tziraf. But you could argue that even if there's tziraf, like in the case of cake and cookies, where, you know, you just need a kezias of cake, even though that cake might only be 50% flour or 40% flour, there it's truly integrated, right? In a granola bar, it's not integrated, right? Most likely, so it's not clear, but most likely, let's say, chocolate chip cookie. So even if the sugar is mitzdarif to the shear of a kezias, but the chocolate chips are not mitzdarif to the shear of a kezias, probably. So likewise, when you look at a granola bar, since everything is sort of intact, it doesn't really merge. You could take it apart. So memela, there's not siruf for the bracha achrona. So you'd need actually, if the bracha rishona on the rolled oats is mizonos, like let's say Rav Yashiv says, but you'd need a kezias of rolled oats to make an alamechia. So what would be if you have a granola bar that's a kezias, but has only 2/3 of a kezias of rolled oats, what would the proper bracha achrona be? It would be a bori nefashos, the way we paskin. Again, we'll talk about that a little later. But there would be tziruf. There would be tziruf in terms of the bracha achrona. You sort of make the lowest common denominator in that sense. So therefore, a lot of times you're actually, depending on how much you eat, you're safe for the bracha achrona as well. In other words, b'diavad, you're safe for the bracha rishona, if you follow the chayadam, and b'diavad, you're safe for the bracha achrona with the bori nefashos, assuming you didn't have a kezias of oats. Now let's just briefly talk about kosis as oreis. How is oreis different?
One question.
Yes.
The Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosfos at the end, but doesn't say Yish Umrim. It just quotes Tosfos. The Shita. What does Rabbi think that Shulchan Aruch is holding?
You mean that there's a chumra to be machmir for bracha achrona? That point.
Right. I mean, is it more meikar? I mean, I just couldn't tell what he's saying.
I think it's the same thing as Tosfos. It's Rayu to be machmir. It's a chumra. Meikar adin. It's a bari nefashos, but. And what I want to talk about, I actually was hoping to get to it today, but we're not going to get to it today. But I do want to talk about that question, Adam, is, you know, when do we say that, you know, machmir, it's better to be machmir and, let's say, avoid eating it, and when don't we? I don't know if we're going to have clear-cut guidelines in that, but it's a very important question, an important sugya, and I hope to get back to that. Okay. In terms of the question of hakoses esa orez, is orez any different? In other words, we've had our whole conversation now about the chamisha mine dagan. Is orez different? So we already mentioned Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, who's medayik from the Gemara, that orez is different. Orez, when whole, is orez when whole is still mizonos. And as we mentioned, he's medayik it from the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Elohim Maisa Kedera, Chilka, Tagra, Soilas, Zariz, Arsan, the Orez. So Orez, as opposed to Chilka, Targus, Zariz, Arsan, which are all broken up, Orez sounds like it's whole. So that's the diuk of Rabbeinu Yonah. We talked about before why that might be different. Why is Orez different? We had a couple of Svaros. The Rosh seems to argue, Perek Vav Simen Ches, he implies that only crushed rice or broken rice is mizonos, but whole would still be hadama, just like other grains. At least that's the way the Beis Yosef in Siv Zion learns. So that is a machlokas. So how do we paskin? So first of all, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Beis Yosef sort of picks away a little bit at what Rabbeinu Yonah actually says. And Lamaisa, the Ramas of Zion, says that rice is only mizonos if it's crushed or cooked. In other words, in the end of the day, the way we treat rice is not really different, if you follow the Ramah, than the way we treat other grains. So we have to talk about two types of rice to figure this out, Lamaisa. One is white rice, and one is brown rice. So we'll start with white rice. A white rice, the bran has been removed. So there's also a debate, what's the halacha if, as we said, if the bran is removed, but they don't stick together. If the bran is removed and it sticks together, everybody's going to say it's mizonos. But if the bran is removed and it doesn't stick together, so this is a machlokas. The minag is we always say mizonos on white rice. And the reason basically is, and there's a long bir halacha about it, Mishnah Berurah Chaf Vav, is that we assume that it's not just the bran that's removed, but also part of the kernel is removed along with the bran. And in that case, we say mizonos even if it doesn't stick together. So we know that some white rice does stick together, some white rice doesn't stick together. At the end of the day, we make a mizonos on all of it. And the reason is because we assume that some of the kernel was also removed. When they took off the bran from the rice, they also took off some of the kernel. And therefore, even if it's not sticky, we said the same thing for barley, right? Remember, we said, why do you make a mizonos on barley soup, even though it doesn't stick together? Because when they take off the bran, they took off some of the kernel as well. So kal v'chomer will say that for rice. Why do I say kal v'chomer? Because we always have Rabbeinu Yonah in our back pocket, who says that even if it's totally whole, it's mizonos. Okay, so that's white rice. So white rice then, lamais, is always mizonos, whether it sticks together or it doesn't. That's the minhag. What about brown rice? So if you look at Rabbi Forst's book, that's the blue art scroll Hilchos Brachos book, he writes on page 274 that rice, brown rice, is complete rice. It includes the kernel, includes the bran, and therefore it's adama, even if it's cooked. And even if it does adhere to each other, that's not enough, according to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chavvah, because we don't accept Rabbeinu Yonah. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, fine, in a Hanami, if it would be Mizonos, but we don't paskin like that. The Ramah says that it's only when it starts to be Nismaich that rice would be Mizonos. So brown rice would be Hadama. However, Rabbi Bodner, there are two wonderful Hilchos Brachos Sfarim in English, one by Rabbi Forst, one by Rabbi Bodner, one by Artscroll, one by Feldheim. So Rabbi Bodner, in Addendum 4, page 518, disagrees with the Metzius. This was written a little later than Rabbi Forst. I don't know if he would change his mind or not, but he disagrees with the Metzius, presented by Rabbi Forst. He says that our brown rice is processed in the same way as white rice, except the white rice is robbed more. And he quotes, therefore, Rav Elyashiv, who says that brown rice is also mizonos. And I think this is also the view of Zos HaBracha. And that's what most people do. Most people, in fact, he claims that the rice that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about is not white rice, but it was brown rice, what we would call it brown rice. And the Mishnah Berurah writes it's mizonos. And he also says this is the view of Rav Sternbach. So Lemaisa, I think most people make a mizonos even on brown rice, though, as I mentioned, according to Rabbi Forst, you would make a hadama. Okay, what's left? I wanted to talk a little bit about Chitas HaRambam on rice. Maybe I'll do that. I guess I said I don't want to go so late. Okay, good. So we'll stop over here. Maybe we'll talk about it, but maybe we'll have a Chabura on Monday. Do the Yoredei Chevra have Shir on Monday? The Yoredei Chevra isn't even here now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we have Shir Monday.
Monday at 12:30?
No, we're sure at 1:15.
1:15.
1:20.
Okay. 1:20. So maybe we'll have Shir short Shir. Well, Shir 12:30 to 1:15 on Monday. Okay? 12:30 to 1:15 on Monday we'll have Shir to make up for Sunday, when we won't have Shir. Okay, I want to wish you all a ksiva v'chsima tova, good gebench diar. I have to ask you mechila for never keeping my promises, first of all, especially about the ending early, going fast and all those other things. But I really want to thank everyone for learning with me. And be'ezras Hashem, will be zocha this year to a ksiva v'chsima tova, good gebench diar. And everyone should have a good yantif.
Amen. Thank you. Same to you, Rabbi.
Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you. L'shana tova tigo tigo v'seto seimo.
Amen.